Hey guys, we got time for a few minutes. Open right up.
Peyton John talks about first team playing like first quarter. He was asked, did you ask to play more? So we ask you, did you petition to play maybe longer than what he normally schedules?
We hadn't even talked about it, to tell you the truth. The coaches may have discussed it, but we have not had any discussions on Chicago. We've used today and yesterday to work on regular sort of improved Broncos, you know, practicing against each other. I know we'll spend some time tomorrow going against Chicago, and I'm sure at some point tomorrow we'll discuss how much we're going to play. So whatever Coach Foss wants to do, I'm good with. You know, offensively, when we're in there, we just like to put some kind of execution together out there. I like to get a drive or two going, and I've always said you love to get a little bit of everything in the preseason if you can. You love to get some short yardage work, some third down conversions. You love to get some red zone, goal line. You know, in all four games, if you could get all the situations that we work on out here, that would be ideal. So however long we play, whatever Coach Foss wants to do, we're good with. We just need to play well when we're out there.
Hey, was today a frustrating practice for you?
I wouldn't say that. Every day you're trying to get better. There's always some things you can improve on.
Hey, when you see guys out on the practice field here in all the years you've been playing, that the when the lights come on cliche, you see what guys can really bring.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, I think we'll find out Thursday. You know, the lights have not been on yet. We've had practices. We had the scrimmage, you know, Saturday, which was a game-like atmosphere. But I think going against a different opponent on Thursday, I've always seen in the years I've been playing some guys that, like you said, all of a sudden just show up come game time and start making a lot of plays. And then, you know, vice versa, you know, you see some guys who maybe looked great in practice and then get in the games and for whatever reason didn't go their way. So it's serious business out there on Thursday. There's jobs being competed for. There's jobs that people are trying to keep. You know, that's where all of us have something to play for. So it is, you know, sure you want to win the game, but everybody's competing, you know, trying to do their jobs well.
Coach Reed and the Eagles family is going through a tough time with the death of Coach Reed's son. You went through a similar situation when Coach Dungy lost his son years ago. Any thoughts, prayers, guidance you can give to the Eagles family?
Well, lots of prayers. I've contacted Coach Reed. Coach Reed and I are good friends, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and his entire family during this time. And you know, I'm not into comparisons or anything like that. So, but all the prayers. I know the Broncos are with Eagles and their family, and just wish them all the best.
Guys, a couple more. What do you hope to accomplish Thursday night?
Like I said, I mean, I think we'd like to, you know, have some offensive rhythm out there, depending on how long we're out there. And, I know the Bears are looking for the same thing defensively. So there's always some give and take in the preseason. You want it all to go perfectly. But just to get out there and try to get some kind of rhythm and some kind of execution on offense.
Your experience on first preseason games, you come out and go, man, we are really far from perfect.
There's been a lot of them. It's hard to say. You know, like I said, I can't really do a whole lot of comparing, because it's a different scenario, a different team, and different circumstances for me. So this will be a first, and we're looking forward to playing against somebody different. And I really do think the preseason, though, as a whole, you sort of lump all four games together and you see where you are coming out of the preseason. And so that really starts on Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right.
Thanks,
you got it. You're welcome. You're welcome.